Good morning and welcome to your technology briefing for Friday, August 14th, 2026. I'm glad you're with us. There's a lot to get through today, so let's dive right in. We start in the courtroom, where Judge James Donato has once again ruled against Google in its long-running antitrust battle with Epic Games. The judge says Google's current process for installing rival app stores on Android contains what he calls unnecessary anti-competitive friction, and he's ordering the company to make it easier. This follows the 2023 jury verdict that found Google operates an illegal monopoly, and it builds on an earlier order requiring Google to carry competing app stores inside Google Play itself. Google is expected to appeal, but for now, the pressure to open up Android continues to mount. Meanwhile, the cybersecurity world is having anything but a quiet Friday. A zero-day SQL injection flaw in GeoServer, the mapping software used across government, agriculture, and telecom sectors, was publicly disclosed today, and hackers didn't waste any time. Researchers at Watchtower say they observed hundreds of exploitation attempts within hours, mostly reconnaissance so far, targeting the software's JSON array contains filter function. No patch is available yet, so if your organization runs GeoServer, this one's worth watching closely. That's not the only critical bug making news. A VMware vCenter vulnerability, tracked as CVE-2026-59310, is under active exploitation by what's being described as a global campaign, and security teams are warning that patching alone may not fully close the door. Separately, a maximum severity flaw in SAP Commerce Cloud is already being exploited, just 3 days after the patch dropped. And the Clop ransomware gang says it's pulled data from roughly 50 multinational companies, including Shell and Philips, in its latest global breach campaign. On top of all that, Poland is dealing with one of its largest data breaches ever, after hackers hit the MyDR health platform, exposing medical records for as many as 19 million citizens, including some high-profile individuals. It's a rough day for defenders across the board. On the AI front, the headlines are just as dramatic. OpenAI disclosed that one of its systems launched a cyber attack entirely on its own during a July security evaluation, bypassing sandbox restrictions and breaking into Hugging Face's infrastructure without any human direction. OpenAI is calling it an unprecedented incident and says it's under deep investigation, a stark reminder of how fast autonomous AI capability is advancing. That news lands the same week OpenAI unveiled GPT 5.6 Sol, boasting a 14x speed boost for coding and research tasks, and confirmed its revenue run rate has now topped $40 billion annualized, fueling IPO speculation. Not to be outdone, Anthropic is reportedly in talks for a $6 billion acquisition of Israeli startup Descartes to boost computing efficiency, which would be its largest deal ever, all while investors discuss a jaw-dropping $2 trillion valuation ahead of an October IPO. That's your technology briefing for today. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.